Sewer's the main topic today, huh?
Sewer.
We're full of it, but that's, that should be right.
Good morning. I'm here before you this morning to request permission for the engineering department to prepare and post notice for the expansion of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District to include a single parcel. The parcel is contiguous to the existing district and contains a single-family dwelling with a failing septic system. We have received a letter from William Schaub, the attorney for Dr. Nive Valdivar, the property owner. The letter requested that the parcel be considered for annexation. The parcel did not have a connection at this point in time. Therefore, we went through an exercise of reviewing how the parcel could be served, and we had the Utility Construction Division present an estimated cost to that owner. We have since received a letter from that property owner. They reviewed the estimated costs and researched with plumbers the cost to replace their existing system and believe annexation and a connection to county sewer to be their better alternative. The expansion will consist of approximately 1 acre and will be responsible for system connection charges of $39.94 based on rates July 1, 2007 to June 30, 2008. And there's a tentative public hearing scheduled for July the 22nd, 2008 at 11 o'clock. Questions?
You want to call for the vote?
No question.
No question?
No.
I have a motion. Would you like me to read?
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Mr. Jones.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council, based on the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, authorizes the Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for the extension of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District to include the Zaldivar parcel as presented on June 3rd, 2008.
So moved. Motion by Mr. Duke, second. By?
Second.
Mr. Phillips? Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Motion passed.
My second item on the agenda is for permission to prepare and circulate petitions on the question of establishing a sanitary sewer district for the Woodlands of Millsboro. This is a project west of Millsboro, out of their growth and annexation area, on Route 24. This is the Parker Block location. It is farther west than that. We have met with Ms. Deborah Plack, the sewer chairman for the Woodlands, concerning a failing on-site central sewer system. The engineering department was also invited to a meeting held with the town of Millsboro. Present at that meeting were Representative Greg Hastings, USDA, DENREC, Delaware Rural Water, and the town of Millsboro and their engineers. A representative from the engineering department also attended an emergency HOA meeting on May the 22nd to answer community concerns. There are approximately 60 people present representing approximately 40 of the 57 lots, and a show of hands in favor of the president asked for a show of hands in favor. Every hand raised except for two. Those two people were apparently a little confused and had some questions, but Mrs. Plack has talked to them since, and it sounds like they are also in favor of us considering. We have a letter from the HOA requesting us to consider establishing a district, and we also have a letter from the town of Millsboro that they may be willing to enter into an agreement with Sussex County to treat the flow from the Woodlands. And they have also asked DENREC to revise their priority project list to show that the funds that they made available to Millsboro for the Woodlands would be available for Sussex County. The system is apparently failing to the point that residents are experiencing backups into their residence. No.
$13,000?
Over 2 miles.
And the cost?
I don't remember the capital cost, but they're going to be, the rates are going to run up, but probably $1,000 to $1,100.
And Millsboro's how close?
They can't.
Why Millsboro can't do this? Is that what we're hearing?
They've got a discharge problem.
And not town residents, much like the golf builder project that we just did.
Hey, John, is this his manufacturer home?
This is the kind of services towns usually provide to, you know, to make their towns grow and to get annexation.
This property is not within their comprehensive plan boundary, it's not in your growth area.
What's that, you gave a per unit cost annual, what is the gross cost?
For the whole Angola project?
No, for Woodlands.
I estimated 24 months we could have it connected, so 24, it was about $225,000, if I remember correctly.
$225,000?
For 2 years of treatment and disposal.
Who's going to pay for the pipe? Who's going to pay for the installation of the 13,000 feet of pipe?
These people.
Woodlands project.
The people of the Woodlands.
Well, you know, we're going to work with RD, hopefully they can get some grant money. But basically, if you set this up like all village, it would be the Woodlands and Millsboro Sewer District, so the Sewer District covering the state for us.
Okay. Trying to find out the capital cost of laying that pipe.
I have the report upstairs, I didn't bring it down. It was less than $1 million is what I recall.
Okay.
By the time you do the pump station, then you have the 13,000 feet of force main. I can do a quick calculation.
Well, the question is, there's not an opportunity for a replacement system just to serve that 50-some units that doesn't require 13,000 feet of pipe?
RD actually hired George Miles and Muir, or somebody did, and we kind of inherited their report. And when they looked at the report, this was actually more cost-effective. It was cheaper to do this pump station and force main than to do the alternative plants. And the other problem with the plant was there was no guarantee, okay, you've got an existing plant that doesn't work. Are the soils that much better anywhere in close proximity that could guarantee that you wouldn't run into the same problem?
But there's been no tests, though, to just verify. Because
they hadn't taken it to that step.
Well, what I'm thinking is there's farmland all around them. Why wouldn't you just go? It'd be so much cheaper just to buy some farmland and spray irrigate in their backyard.
But you have to build a plant.
You got to treat it before you.
How many homes do you have?
57 lots.
You got 57 homes paying for a treatment plant.
But these developers.
You still have to pump to.
Why? Okay, but.
If you pick up and move the treatment plant, you still got to do a pump station and a force main out to the new treatment plant.
Well, I'm thinking, no, I'm just, why didn't the private sector step in where we always hear about these guys that want to help? You know, where are they now on a project like this? This is, seems to me, Mr. Wyatt, you guys want to be like ambulance chasers, you should be following these kind of projects.
I would love to answer that question,
but we're not going to ask you to today.
But what?
But Tidewater's running that facility, so maybe they can answer.
Oh, whatever. Anyway, it just doesn't make sense. Mr.
You can talk after the meeting, off the record, right, Rodney?
Mr. President, I'm just, we see these small subdivisions getting in trouble, it doesn't seem that it should be a priority of the county to come in and try to save each one. And I don't know how we're going to be able to do it. We're going to have all these little things going all.
Well, certainly, if we decide not to do it, they're going to have to go to the private sector or do something. I mean, there's no doubt.
At this point, I mean, you're still at a position where you can look at alternatives, right? I mean, this is just a request to circulate petitions.
Correct.
To establish a district. So it doesn't have to, we could still look at private or the town or county or something.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
There's one that's like $750,000, I think, is for the offsite.
Circulating the petitions is fine. It'd be good to hear from those folks. And when they have all the numbers in front of them, it may flush itself out.
We've heard about this project for years, and we're just waiting for our meetings and explained, you know, it was very similar to what we're doing for Golf Village, and they just jumped at it, and the town was receptive to the possibility of us. So things kind of fell into place, and we just responded to that.
Yeah.
I mean, the process that you want to begin is as much an educational process for the public in that area as anything,
well,
right?
Basically, we'll circulate the petitions to find out if there is definitely interest from the community. Then we will establish estimated costs, have a public meeting, let them know what it's going to cost them to come to the county versus, you know, the estimates that they currently have.
Right.
It just seems a lot of our staff time, again, on some of these projects of this size. And I don't know how you guys, with the staff size, we got Mike and, you know, because when this one done, there will be another one, another one, another one. We got bigger issues, and I don't know if we should. This is what our job should be.
If you talk to those particular residents, they would think this is a pretty big issue. You know,
oh, I understand. No, I understand it's a big issue for them. I'm just saying that the county shouldn't maybe, Millsboro should be looking at this, or the private sector.
I mean, it's a huge issue for them.
I didn't like Golf Village either. I didn't think we should have been in that one either. So I'm just, you know.
Our issue is with them being residents of the county. If they come to us, we have to. You know.
Do you got a motion?
I do have a motion.
Read the motion.
Yeah, that's it. Keep it moving.
Well, you have to do this, and within the motion, it could be turned down, gentlemen. It doesn't mean it's an automatic because they make a request.
Well, they still, regardless if the petition comes back, it has to still come back to us.
It has to come back to you. It has to go to a referendum vote.
That's correct. I mean, you still got a long way to go. I mean,
this is the first step.
This is number one. Yeah, we got to get a number first. Okay, go ahead, John.
Okay. Be it moved that Sussex County Council, based on the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, does hereby approve the circulation of petitions to submit the question of organizing a sanitary sewer district for the Woodlands of Millsboro as presented on June 3rd, 2008 to a referendum vote.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded, we approved the request. Mr. Cole.
Well, I mean, since you guys, the engineering department, are recommending it, I'll go with it. But if, you know, as soon as you get in a deep hole here, eventually, Mike, with these little projects, you know, I don't know what we're going to do, but I don't know why you guys keep recommending stuff that gives you all this kind of work. But like Golf Village and this, I don't think are in our best interest to be moving forward on. But since you guys are recommending it, I'll go with it, reluctantly.
Okay. Mr. Phillips?
Oh, well, there's money in sewer, and I'm sure you're not going to price it in a way that you're going to get in a hole. So if all the numbers work out and the people want to pay it, our obligation to serve the public. I vote yes.
Mr. Dukes?
I think it's our obligation when they got raw sewage backing up that if we can help them out and do anything for them, that we have to do it. And if the engineering department can work it in, congratulations. My vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
My vote yes.
My vote is yes also. I mean, you know, certainly the options there were the private sector and us are all sitting out there. You know, whoever's going to get the bottom number is the bottom number, I think, is sometimes. Thank you. Motion passed.
Thank you. Just to let you know, they are number three on the project priority list for DENREC at this point in time, so they do have some funding available. So, and they are working with about everybody they can, I think. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Morning, Brad.
Morning. Have two items on the agenda. The first is our Pinetown sanitary sewer project has recently been completed.